Blog Talk Radio.
To be here with you and your guests today.
We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Everybody's excited to hear what their numbers are.
That's it. Our birthday is a key to so many things that we chose.
So how did you get into this?
You know, years ago when I was in my early 20s, I met an astrologer. And as you know, astrology is based on our birthday and it's the planetary lineups and everything. And I learned a little bit about astrology, studied a little bit about astrology, and through that discovered numerology, which is also based on our birthday. And it's very much, it's based on the same principle as astrology. Unlike the 12 signs of the zodiac, numerology is just 9 numbers. But it's all based on the same thing. It's the position of the planets, the time of our birth, the day of our birth, the year of our birth, all fits in with astrology. It's all part of the keys that were given to each and every one of us before we came down here to go to Earth School, so we'd learn to understand who we are, why we came here, and what we're here to learn in Earth School. And just like school, each year the planets change, our birthdays change, so do our lessons in life. So I've been fascinated with it for many years, and it's a lot easier to do than astrology because you don't have to work up a chart. I can do small, short readings, give people information about what their life path and purpose that they chose and what classes they're taking this semester, birthday to birthday.
Well, neat.
Yeah.
We'll put out our numbers. How do we get a hold of you?
My cell phone number is area code 817-528-8841.
And mine is 561-333-5367 and kellyjoepsychic.com. Well, we'll take our first person. The area code is 412. Hello, 412.
Hi,
what's your name and where you're from?
Hi, Jessica from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
What's your birthday,
so,
Jessica?
11/22/68.
All right. Right over the, right on that cusp, right on the Sag cusp.
Yep.
Are you familiar with the astrology and how that all works, 2, 4, 6?
Yes.
So it's the finances year this year for you. You're looking at your money. You're looking at career. You're looking at a lot of power. If you're an entrepreneur or a boss, manager, person in charge, you're looking at all those aspects and changes that may be coming forward for you as you're moving into the next year. Does that make some sense to you?
Well, that's why I was calling, because I'm beyond broke and I've been looking for a job. I just had 4 interviews with the company, and it was between myself and someone else, and I didn't get it. But I don't know if I have any other job prospects on the horizon, and I am really at a very severe financial situation.
Oh, I totally understand that. You're going into work mode, so, you know, don't panic. You're going in with this birthday into some finishing up and completing some things. You're out with the old, in with the new. So it's really a transition and change time. So just, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, as crazy as it sounds, as disheartening as it sounds. But you're a communicator. You're here as a self-expression. So you have to work with humanity. You have to, you'd be good. You're optimistic. You're good working with people in the arts, in creativity, and I think maybe you've limited yourself in the past doing that which you want to do. Does that make sense? Because you did what you had to do, but not really what you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the year and the opportunity to really, it shifted you around. And you're looking at just that, changes. You know, when we hit another decade, when we go in through our lives, we reflect on life differently. And as we're going into the 2020s, you want to work smarter, not harder. What kind of work have you been doing in the past?
Yeah. Project management and some real estate stuff, which I actually do enjoy both.
Uh-huh.
A lot, but the fields can be varied in that, you know, like it could be finance,
yeah,
or medical.
What are you getting, Kelly? What were you going to say?
I'm getting that you're going to hear something in 3 weeks.
Nothing before then?
I see a three.
I've seen
3 days, 3 weeks.
Hours. Yeah, I've seen 3 hours. 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks. You are a three. A three is a communicator. Go to bed with questions. You wake up with answers. Give the universe your order. Yeah, I like to do this. I want to do that. I need something now, even if it's temporary. Show me something and show me something now and get real adamant about it. And you'll be surprised what I did that one night and I woke up with an email with a job offer. So you've got to think positive. Don't get all caught up in, you know, we know we're in a dire financial strait, but don't let that fear get at you because
okay.
You're right there. You're right in the transition. But it's a money time for you right now. So you're
Thank
good.
You, Ann.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep positive, Jessica. Go to bed with questions. Ask them to show you.
Okay. Next person. 347.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's
Thank
your
you
name and where you're from?
My name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, from Long Island, New York.
What's your birthday so she can do your numbers?
9378. That Virgo. Creativity. Right in there with you. You just went into a transition, a change. It was all... Was it a crazy year last year? A lot of you might have felt restless, overwhelmed, lack of direction.
Yes.
Either that, did a lot of traveling. You're going through. There was an emotional year last year for you, Tanika.
Yes, it was.
Yay! Well, it's more grounding year. This you just went in. You're going in with this birthday to more grounding. It's more settling. It's more kind of. You know, going towards where you want to go. Are you in a relationship? Do you have a family? Because that's what it's all about this year.
No, I want one. And there's actually someone that I have feelings for, and I know his birth date if you have time. But go ahead. I do want that.
Yeah. It's time with looking at, you know, settling down. You're looking now, you know, you think old age is coming at 40 and in the future. So you're wanting, you know, you have goals, you're wanting a family or you're wanting to be settled into a relationship. So that's what you're going for. Everything you put together, you know, where were you 10 years ago when you were only, you know, 27? 26, 27, the goals and the dreams you had, and then they got put on the wayside and got put behind. And you're back to that same kind of mindset of, you know, these are the goals I wanted, but I didn't get to them, and now I'm back. You're kind of back at that time frame. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because it's right there for you. Your number this year is a 6. 6 is all about family and relationships and goal settings. You're a 1 in your life path. Your life path is a 1 is new beginnings, new opportunities. You like adventure. You're real independent. You're ambitious and you're a leader. So you don't take advice well from others. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, no.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And I see you marrying in 2023.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you see it with someone named Frank? That's the guy whose birthday I know.
I see you with someone else. But you're going to marry in 2023.
Do you pick up on anything with them? Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying out with the old and in with the new right around that time is opportunities and new beginnings. Yeah, you're going to find out what you don't want real quick. You know, it's like anything. It's we figure out what we want and we figure out what we don't want. And you're going through that with relationships. So, you know, you're going to have somebody that's going to take up your time and your energy, but it may not be the forever. But you'll know. You'll know in 2 more years.
Thank you, Tamika.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck, Tanika. Enjoy this year. Happy birthday coming up.
Okay. Let's see. 520. Hi, 520.
Yay, thank you.
I'm
Where
blessed.
Are you from? What
thank
name?
You. Arizona. Lisa, thank you. Thank you. Thank
What's
you.
What's your birthday so she can do your...
9/20/52.
another Virgo. We got Virgo energies going, huh? All the curiosity and the energies of Virgos going on.
Yeah.
We're here for you this year. Yeah. She's been busy, busy with worker. Virgos are worker bees. They're independent. They're born independent. So even if you work for others, your boss, manager, person in charge, you like that energy and you're successful. So an entrepreneur is the capabilities you have for sure. So are you an entrepreneur? Have you been an entrepreneur, boss, manager, person in charge, Lisa?
I've been an independent contractor for a number of years, and I'm working more toward being truly entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Well, that's the year to start it.
This is the year. Change and surprise.
Oh,
travel, adventure, a lot of movement coming in with this birthday. Travel, adventure. You're an eight in your life path. Eight is an entrepreneur. It's a business person. It's a multitasker. It's somebody that boss, manager, person in charge. Definitely those qualities. You'll never go without. You'll never live under the bridge. You'll try things and variety of different things when you get your multitasking. You got to have more than one thing going on. It's been all about what you want to work on this year. This year has been all about things that you wanted to work on. And now as you go into this birthday, the adventure, spontaneity, travel. Don't get overwhelmed. Go with, put your goals out there. Manifesting is really, really good with you. You're able to manifest and create your thoughts. Thoughts are things with you, and they're going to come fast, so be careful what you wish for.
Yep, don't even play tease. There you go. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Lisa. Have a birthday. Great birthday.
Okay, 305.
Hi.
It's spinning.
628.
Hello, 51. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Kelly. Eileen. Miami.
And what's your birthday so she can do your number?
6/28/1951.
And what was your name, hon? I missed it.
Eileen.
Eileen.
Yes.
Pretty name. Yeah, great energy. Just a little bit.
Thank
quiet.
You.
Yeah, you've got great energy. There's that, that Cancerian family, nurturer, nurse, teacher energy, and just having a birthday. So you just went out with the old, in with the new. Rough year of this last year was a lot of conflicts, a lot of do I want to do this anymore, do I want to do that anymore, a lot of tossing things around, inner questioning. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I've been putting out my dreams, and I think one has been answered just a couple of days ago. So I have a contract to look at with somebody.
Yeah, new beginnings, out with the old, in with the new. Anything that no longer serves you is no longer in your highest good and best interest. Just shifted. Doors just closed and new ones opened. And you're a five, adventure, spontaneity, travel. If you had a job that paid you to travel, you'd be happy camper. You got to have movement. You got to be going here, going there, doing, just like the girl before you, multitasking, staying busy. You like adventure. You're curious about things. You don't like to go too far out of your comfort zone, but you're a planner. You have to have a plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then out of this contract, you get three more.
Oh, really? So my question is, I'm reading the contract, and there's a clause in there that I want to cross the whole thing out. I don't like it.
Well,
I just want to get rid of it.
If you have a lawyer friend that can come with you, tell them that you want to amend that.
Exactly. And I do have a company that I work with that have all these lawyers, so I'm going to...
Yeah, so have one come with you and amend it.
Yeah. Well, I'll
you guys will be able to do a good agreement.
Great, because I think she's the one, Kelly. I think she's her heart is in the right place, and a lot of things in here are simple, and she knows my quality, and I threw some ideas at her, and she said, yeah, we can do that. So it's just a few things in here I want to, X out. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't want her to...
And you guys will find a good agreement, and it will be a long-term a good relationship.
Perfect. Yeah, it feels that way. It feels that way. And then you
and
said
Eileen,
there's three more after that?
Want.
What?
And negotiating and getting what you want is really important with you. Don't settle.
No, I won't settle. I'm too old to settle. I know wisely now not to settle. You know what I mean? I've been around the block enough to say, no, I don't want to be taken. No, I don't need you. I'm going to do it this way, and if you want to go with me, I'll make you money.
Right, there you go. Bada boom, bada bing. Thank you, Eileen.
Yeah.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay. Let's. All right, 619. Whoops.
Hi, ladies.
Did
hey.
I get it? Hello, where are you from?
Hi.
And what's your name?
My name is Rita, and I'm from Florida.
Okay, give her your birthday so she can do your number.
I'm sorry, 6/21/1950.
Right on the Gemini Cancer cusp. All right.
Yeah, 3/9.
And so, good energy. Right on it. A powerful energy. You definitely need a Gemini to split the energies to for everything you do. You're a little busy worker bee. You know, lots of energy.
Yes, I am.
Activity. Your mind's always going, and you're very much family. You're a number six in your life path, so that's about other people, family, friends. And always, the problem is you got to put yourself first, not somebody else. You know, you're real good about putting yourself last. You know, doing for others, and I'll get to it, or I'll get to me. Nope, you're at the stage now. It's all about you, Rita. It's all about you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm learning. Yeah.
Well, it's a lesson. What makes us, you know, we get the script wrong and we have to, you know, learn what we really came here for, and it's to work on ourselves, nobody else. So this is a party year for you. It's been the last 2-3 years have been a lot. You've been a little bit of a struggle, and now you're going into it really is all about you. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? So enjoy yourself. I hope you had a happy birthday and you created what you wanted, where you wanted to go for your birthday. It was real important to you this year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And then you are going to plan a trip and you are going to go on a trip.
I'm going to go on a trip?
Yep, vacation.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well-deserved vacation. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, lady.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rita. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Thank you. You also. Bye now.
Okay. Now we're going to do. Yes. Thank you. 202. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Camilla, and I'm from Philadelphia.
And what's your birthday so she can do your number?
3/5/1980.
Pisces. Goes against things, likes to challenge and takes advice from others and does what she wants.
And probably
so. And then everybody's going to give you advice, tell you what to do. You say thank you very much, and then you do what you want to do. Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you. That's the independence in you. You've got to do what you want to do, not what others want you to do. You think you learned that. You know, you used to, you may have been someone that, you know, you listened to others and, you know, might have been, I got to be good or got to do this. And then you learned that didn't work well for you because people might have taken advantage of it. Now you're at a point as your 40s are going to be a whole lot more fun, 40s and 50s. You're another one with a number 8 for your life path. And this year you're an 11-2. So the last 2 years, out with the old, in with the new, transition and change. Now you're putting all your ideas together. You're really not afraid to get out and speak your mind. Teaching comes in many forms, but there's that teacher, guidance, educator this year for you. So whatever you want to show others through your example or things that you're putting together. Another with the entrepreneur, boss, manager, person in charge energy. Would that make sense?
It is. I quit my job in February, and now I'm trying to do entrepreneur work, like video editing, and do film also. Like I'm working on.
Oh, you're going to get a film at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Ooh, I'm trying to get in there.
So keep working on
good.
That project, get it done, and whenever the Tribeca Film Festival is, get your film out there.
Okay, do you know a good year for, like, completion of the film, or, like,
well,
I'm working
on
grants
now. You're going to probably complete
it
next year before they do the Tribeca Film Festival.
Yeah,
2020.
Awesome. It's everything, everything you put together last year with the documentary.
So cool.
Yeah, everything you've been together, now you're finalizing it. It's just editing and getting the right. You're another one. Go to bed with questions. You're waking up with the answers. You're being shown and guided. People are coming. I mean, you're meeting people out of, just coming out of where to you with just the right ideas or the right helpfulness, just what you're needing to hear at the right time. So pay attention. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. It does.
Yeah,
well, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Camilla. Have good luck. Have fun. Enjoy the future. It's going to be a lot of fun. 40s are a lot of fun for her.
Yeah, she's going to do well. 856.
Hello?
Where are you from? What's your name?
Elvis Maria from New Jersey.
And what's your birthday so she can do your number?
1231.
What year?
You got to have your... year, honey.
74.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Okay. So right on that, 1231, Capricorn. Smart, intelligent. Got a lot going. Overthinker. Maybe a little bit of an overthinker. Would that make sense to you? Not procrastinator, but, you know, because you got a lot going on, your mind goes 90 to nowhere, hard to turn the brain off. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get a lot of things going in there, and it's like, what's going on? Where to go with it all? Then a lot of you're another one with a new beginnings with a pathway, new beginnings, new opportunities, new people, places, and things. You have to have adventure and change. You can't have the same job all your life. It doesn't work for you. You have to have variety. It makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you've got a move coming up for you. You're going to be moving in the next 6 months. It's because of a better opportunity.
Cool.
Yeah, out with the old, in with the new. With this birthday, new beginnings as you go into 2020. All new beginnings, new adventures. Fun year.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Okay. How are you doing over there, Anne-Marie?
Doing great, great, great audience.
All right.
A lot of great.
Yeah, we
tonight.
Got lots of water signs out there. So we're going to try to get to everybody, guys. We're going through them fast as we can here. Let's see, did I get 863 yet?
Hi. Yeah, you unmuted me.
I already did. You. Okay, sorry, operator error. Bad Kelly. Okay, we need 323. If I could get it to work. I'm trying to get the other one. Hello.
Hi, this is David in Palm Springs, California.
Okay, what's your birthday so she can do your number?
8263. 8263, Leo. Perfect energy for a male. This birthday, you just went into work mode, new job, new career, things you're working on, working for your personal self, fulfilling your dreams, where you want to go. Makes sense? You're an 11-2. Mm-hmm. You're a master of your own destiny, which is really important. That's a good personality, strong traits. Leo, you're perfect for this. Leo.
Sorry. A partnership's going to be offered to you, and you're okay to do partnerships, and you'll do that for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And it'll be great for you. And it's going to have three names. Something, 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 and you'll ink it. Your business name.
Okay.
And it's a good friend trust, and you trust each other, and everybody will be honest, fair, and good with each other, and you'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Huh. Thank you.
Well, that's what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Anne-Marie. Go ahead.
No, go for it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good energy. Are you starting new projects, David?
Not that I'm aware of, no, but just kind of in a state of wondering what life is all about.
I know. What's it all
yeah.
about, Alfie? Your funk will be over the spring of this next year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it'll take
yeah.
you that long, but you'll have clear sight and you'll be in the throes of doing stuff.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, new direction. You're
yeah.
bored with what you've been doing. It doesn't suit you anymore. There's just that bored, restless, knowing something else is shifting, and you're spot on. Spot on. Everybody should
okay.
pay attention to their dreams. Go to bed with questions, wake up with answers, because we go home. We go to meet our spirit guides and loved ones that are on the other side in our what they call a dream state, but we actually are in a dream state because we're in school getting an education down here in karma, which is learning about not the situations we're in, but how we handle and react to them. And then at night we leave school and we go home. We talk to our teachers and guides, check in about our homework, and bring assignments back. So when we wake up with ideas and creativity, that's what it's showing you. Follow the energy that's being given to you in your dreams. For everybody.
Okay.
That's the for
well, thank
humanity.
You, David.
So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 3:30.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your
Kim.
Name? Where are you from? What's your birthday?
Kim, 4/15/71. Can you check on a relationship if I give you his birthday?
Sure.
James? 12/3/60.
Sagittarius with a Aries. Well, that's an interesting relationship. Aries can be flexible. Sagittarius, you know, it's perfect relationship for male-female because He likes to solve things. He likes to research things, know things, a lot of knowledge. That makes sense. He's a worker.
Yep.
Yeah. And your new beginnings, new opportunities. You're a one. He's a four. You're a one. Together, that's five, which could be adventure and spontaneity and fun things. What's going on with you with this year? You went into a work mode. So it's things you're working on all levels. Could be work, career, home, family, all those things that you want to work on. He's in a six. He's in an ending at seven. So he's out with the old and with the new. He's really looking at his finances, his career, where he wants to go in that focus of where does he want to go, what does he want to be, what does he want to do. So, three. Yeah, out with the another one, out with the old, in with the new, transition and changes going on with him. So whatever it may have been a rough year with the two of you relationship-wise. It's been a little bit, not rocky, but just challenging maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to shift because he's been trying to figure out what he wants. where he, you know, what no longer fits or serves him in his life. So he's going through a lot. True.
But there is going to be a meeting of the minds, and you guys are going to come together.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
Yeah, as he goes into 2020, he's wanting new beginnings. He's wanting a change. So you're going to see a shift and change in him after this birthday as you go into 2020. Good luck. Have fun. Enjoy the happiness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 863. Where are you from? What's your
name? Oh, goodness, you picked me before, but then you hung up on me before you got to read me. You just unmuted me.
Sorry,
that was crazy.
Kelly. Operator error.
We had
a
decided
by my nails.
My name is Julia from Florida, and my birthday
and what's
is September
your birthday
16th.
So you can do your number.
September
what's
16th,
your birthday?
1961.
September 16th?
Yeah, September 16th, 1961.
Okay. It's another Virgo. Virgos are just a lot of fun. Virgos are going through a little bit of, not soul searching, but that might be a word for it. Another one, out with the old, in with the new. A lot of people are going through transition and changes this year as we're all going into 2020. It's there's no fear associated with it. It wasn't like 1999 when we went into 2000. Oh, my God, the world was going to come to an end. The TV wasn't going to work or the car wasn't going to start, you know? And now we have no fear. We haven't figured it out. You're all about home. You're all about family. You're all about, you're a nurturer, an empath, a healer, a nurse, a teacher, a counselor, anything that works with humanity. Does that make sense for you career-wise?
Well, I like to help people, but I haven't done it really as a career. I've done more like clerical, secretarial type work, but I do enjoy helping people and, you know, lending a hand or, you know, however it works out.
Yeah, I'm sure as a secretary, you know, working in an office, you were a helpful people person with coworkers.
Yeah.
You were always there to help. So that's really, really good for you. And, yeah, so that's a six. A six is a compassion and caring kind of person, thoughtfulness, a little bit of a perfectionist, and keying into that. You're another one as you're going into the next transition of change of hobbies. It's about, you know, hobbies or reading books that you haven't had a chance to do or getting into a hobby that you hadn't thought of doing. There's definitely positive changes coming for you. Not afraid to speak out for and do what you really want to do. Really take a good look at Julie in the mirror and what does the little child within want? There's a little child within. Sometimes we forget to spoil her. We forget to just go get an ice cream cone and put some sprinkles on it, you know. That kind of treating yourself, doing for yourself, treating yourself. Do something really special for you and your birthday this year. I don't know if you got anything planned, but what is it you'd really want to do for you? Sometimes we just want to go to a movie by ourselves. Sometimes we just want to go get a massage and a facial. But it's pampering and you know, either taking a trip or doing something. But it's really about Julia and the little child within.
Oh, beautiful.
Make sense? Yeah, does that make some sense?
Yeah.
Is there something on the back burner that we always said I could have, would have, should have, or I'll do someday when I get around to it? Well, you're there.
Thank you, Julia.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, ladies. Have
my
a great
pleasure.
Night.
Pleasure. Thank you, Julia. Great energy. Just go for it.
Okay. 561. Hello, 561. Where you're from? And what's your birthday?
Hi. My name is... Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
What's your name? Where are you from? What's your birthday?
Connie from Jupiter, 7254.
7-2, another Cancerian, Cancer energy, that good crabby energy. You like the water? You like to be about the water, around water? Water energy is really good for you, really good for you. Last 2 years have been a lot of transition and change, out with the old, in with the new, for sure with you. A lot of transition and change, maybe a lot of emotions mixed in with it. Would that make some sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, water energy. I don't know if you're by the water, near the water, water energy. Have a fountain in your home. You know, if you don't have a pool outside your window or looking at the ocean, put a water fountain or something. I think the water energy for you is very calming and tranquil. And having some kind of fountain, maybe by the door, maybe if you have a lanai. But putting in some water energy is going to be really calming and soothing for you. I feel a lot of stress and anxiety, but let it go, because this birthday is really bringing in some joy and happiness and some laughter and, you know, watching some good comedies. Just belly up and laugh at silly little things. You know, there's a jokester in you that needs to come out and play. Would you understand that?
Yeah,
let it out. You've got a great personality, a great sense of humor. Be more of that. That one energy, that new beginnings, opportunities, curiosity, that independent ambition that you have is the leadership. I don't know if you are in groups or in a group or something about group energy. Would that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is my number?
Your number, your life path number is a 1. And this year you went into a 3. The 1 is what I was just talking about, the independent, the born leader, being with group energy, the yin-yangs of life. And this year you went in with a 3. 3 is that self-expression, what I was saying about being a happy mood, communicating to the little child, you know, taking care of Connie and having fun and laughter. Music's really good for you. Don't procrastinate.
Okay.
So the 3 this year, your life path is the 1.
Okay.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Connie. Okay,
954.
Hi, this is Sharon. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me,
Sharon. Okay, give us your birthday.
Into your number.
6/19/1960.
What year? What month? June 6, 1960.
60. Okay. So 6660. 666. All right, Gemini. That's a really good energy. It's a 6. You're in a 6. So it's all about what you're wanting to do with your home. Either fixing up your home, doing something with your home. You're also a 1. We've got a lot of 1 people with the life path. Your life path being the 1 with the new beginnings, the curiosity, the adventure, that kind of thing. So things that you've been putting off, but I think it's about the home. You know, if you got a garden or painting or redecorating or something with the home, would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this year is about, fixing up your home or buying a home or selling a home, but it's about your home and what you really want, your space when you come home, how you want your space to be. That makes sense. And then your life path is the 1. So that's just like the lady before us with the ambition, the groups, the independence. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sharon. It's getting ready to cut off. I want to thank you, Anne Marie, for being on here. Sorry to the people we didn't get to. And I wish you guys good night. And I see you guys in the future. And again, thank you, Anne Marie, for coming on, and I've enjoyed you.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me. I've enjoyed your audience. You got great people. They can find me at AnneMarieTouche.com. My number is 817-528-8841. Website is AnneMarieTouche.com. Thank you, Kelly. You have a great time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everybody. And you can reach me at 561-333-5367.